recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Deacon Anthony Huang Pham, the deacon at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church.
So my 30 years old self would never imagine that my 46 years old self is doing right now, standing in front of St. Rose Parish Community, preaching the Word of God. Because my 30 years old self then would think more about my own achievements in the secular world, but not about the hopeful future in God. I was so busy with my own successes that my looking forward to the life to come was non-existent, that I was more concerned about winning over my boss, but not about winning over my God. And so I was caught up in my own devices. So achieving afterlife was way out of the picture, but God has a different plan for me. He allows me to wake up. So it's more like a pat in the back of the head, like, wake up, Anthony, wake up, I want you here. And so he allows me to recognize my blindness and take on the next step of being in communion with him. That allows me to then focus more on the afterlife. And so perhaps you can relate to some of the thing I experienced. And in moments of your life, you experience some tribulations. Perhaps do not feel the presence of God in your prayer. Perhaps you are hoping for a sign from God, but none is available. Or perhaps you pray for an intention, but you don't feel like that your prayer has been answered by God. And so there are many other reasons that you feel that God is not present in your life. But dear brother and sister in Christ, we are approaching the end of this liturgical year, and God wants us to know that He is and always with us. And He is inviting us to be attentive to living out our Christian discipleship faithfully and to keep an eye on the goal of our Christian discipleship, which is the resurrection and the afterlife. And that we are then will be in communion with God in heaven. And to continue to be hopeful, the hopeful Christians, that our lives is not of this world, but of the world to come. But we heard from the second readings today, which St. Paul wrote to the community of Thessalonica, that our Lord is faithful and that He will continue to strengthen us and guard us, and especially because He has always loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through His grace. And especially because God wants us to be in His presence, to be in communion with Him in heaven, and that is the afterlife that God wants for us. As we heard from the gospel reading today, the children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of their death, neither marry nor given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels. They are the children of God. And so the afterlife is that a life that we are no longer carry with us the earthly obligation, but of a life living in joy in God's presence. However, to obtain a place in heaven among the angels, we need to be deemed worthy by God. And so how do we attain this worthiness? How do we attain this worthiness? We are invited to continue to be in communion with God with a hopeful attitude, with courage and encouragement in Christ through the Holy Spirit. And as we heard from the first reading from the book of Maccabees, all seven brothers received the same sentence, death. But they endured it bravely and courageously because they kept their attention fixed on it. They kept their attention fixed on God, being hopeful that they would be raised up by God to live forever in heaven. And so God invites us to make communions with our communion with Him a priority, and that we no longer fix our eye on things seen, but on things unseen. And that we live our Christian life the best we can according to the gospel and to the teaching and the traditions of the church. And so as we approach the end of the liturgical year and enter into a new liturgical year, God wants us not just to go through the motion, but let our lives continue to be influenced by the gospel, so that each liturgy, each opportunity to pray, each interaction with others, each good word that we say, good deeds that we perform, is an encounter with God that helps transforming others through us. And so by doing so, we gain our worthiness to enter into the heavenly kingdom. And so in this liturgy, we get a glimpse of what the heavenly life looks like. As Jesus said in the gospel, they can no longer die, for they are like angels, being equal and being in communion with God, just as Adam and Eve were before in communion with God before the fall. So they will have no need for a declaration of fraternity because they all have God as their Father. But you see that reality is also happening here and now in this liturgy. Here at this Eucharist, we are brought together to be in communion with God, to worship God. The bond that strengthens our relationship with one another is the Eucharist itself. And the Eucharist is the pledge of the future glory, that we can continue to look forward to our future resurrection and the afterlife.
And that is today's homily highlight from Deacon Anthony Huang Pham, the deacon at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church here in Portland.